Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Boy.
Whoa, we've landed. The men who fell to Earth.
We're back.
And we've been traveling the spaceways last few weeks.
You've from
been
planet to planet.
Arts and Seizures via the miracle of modern recording technology. But it's us today, Zaremba and Edison, back in person.
You know what? And we've got some very special... Thank you. The studio audience here in Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, is
out of control.
Very, it's
like day three of the Monterey Pop.
You know what? They're happy to see us back, and not only that, Mikey, we got some special guests today.
You know what I love? This idea where there actually are no guests today. We've eliminated the pesky guests.
Oh,
it's just
man.
You and me, mano a mano.
Right. Let's cut to the
let's
meat.
Get right down to it. We've both been traveling, and you've been in Mexico. You've been traveling with ancient astronauts. You've been climbing the pyramids. You've been making love with the Mayans.
I've been
from Kentucky to Tennessee to Italy. I was in an underground illegal speakeasy with beatniks in Bologna.
Hence this shirt I'm wearing.
I ate more ham any man ever seen. Let me tell you, but we're back to tell tales.
Today good to see you, Mikey.
Travelogue in stories and music. A review, if you will.
That's right. So with songs in our heart, on our lips, and music in our hearts.
That's right. And oddly, I'm facing the weirdest old-fashioned I've ever seen in my life.
You are. You know why? Because it's a if you watch Star Trek, the one where the alien says, "We modified the engines," you know, that very smug alien. He goes, "Well, we've modified this cocktail."
You're telling me.
It is a modified daiquiri. We're talking about a real daiquiri.
It's not frozen.
That is not frozen. It's chilled very nicely by Aaron, our favorite bartender here at Roberta's. And we are about to modify this with the addition of just a little bit of Shtabentun.
Well, first, what inspired this is
the legendary.
This is multicultural.
Yeah, I'm going to push this over to you.
Basically, you're slipping me a Mickey. I see this happening.
It's a date rape situation.
I'm going to wake up with my pants around my knees.
The legendary liqueur of the Yucatan.
You don't have to do this. You can have your way with me, Pete.
I want to make it nice too.
All right. I like the legendary liqueur of the Yucatan.
I like it better when they're drunk.
This is Mayan moonshine.
Let's try this. Now we have modified our daiquiris with a little bit of the Shtabentun. That's with an XT.
Why does it sound Polish when you say it?
I'm a Polak. I don't know. Actually, there were a lot of people. There were a lot of people down there speaking.
Didn't Bill Maher just almost get fired for saying Polak?
No. I'm afraid not. They probably increase his salary.
Wow.
But down in, we were just in Cancun, and there were a lot of people speaking Portuguese there.
Mm. Which, well, you were in Merida. You were on the other side.
We
of the
were in
peninsula.
Merida. We started the journey in Cancun. We went to Merida. And I have to say, we were...
That's where I met this nice girl, not Merida.
Merida, yeah. And But how do you like your Stubentun cocktail?
I like it very much.
I'm getting here's to the Yucatan.
Here's to the Yucatan.
And the Mayan mummy.
I have this sudden urge to cut off someone's head and roll it down the side of a pyramid.
Oh, just start with the heart, please. Just rip out the heart while it's still beating and roll the body down the pyramid.
I saw some pictures. You were climbing the ruins. You were...
Yes, we visited the... one of my favorite ruins of all, Uxmal.
I say ruins was probably your childhood home.
Oh, this is really good. It's, you know what? The Stubentun, okay, it's their big cocktail.
Why does the Mayan sound so much like Polish? I feel like it's something you found on Greenpoint Avenue.
Maybe they were there first. You know?
You know, like the ancient astronauts, you know, which we've been talking about.
Right.
Egypt.
Poland, Mayans, the same thing.
Greenpoint.
Anyway, it's elaborated, as they say, from honey, many herbs.
Elaborated.
But, yes. But also some herbs of the Yucatan, and also, quite honestly, anise. So it winds up being, like everything else, very anise flavored, but not totally. So it gives this daiquiri a nice twist.
A little depth.
So enjoy your Stubentun cocktail from the Yucatan.
It's beautiful. Thank you very much.
You're going to play a song.
We're going to get to it. Because, you know, I was, I've been on my own journey, my own odyssey, my own Iliad, my own epic.
Your own journey of self-discovery.
The commonality between all the places I've been in the last few weeks is ham. Ham is like the Esperanto of food. The universal language. We were in Kentucky with our friends Patrick Martins and the team from Heritage Foods USA. We were visiting Nancy Newsom in Kentucky.
The Newsom family.
And the great Al Benton, the king of bacon in Tennessee.
Oh, man.
And I followed up by going to, we were in Venice, we were in Friuli on the Bastianich Winery, at my epic trip of Italy. There was no shortage of cured meat there either.
Well... yeah, let's break it out.
But
let's have some.
Well, I thought we were going to do some songs, and you know, it's been a while.
Don't give it away.
No, I don't want to give it away. But you know, I want to tell you, it's been a while since I actually traveled in the United States. The trip to Kentucky, Italy, was obviously wonderful. It was romantic. I was with would be Warhol superstar Christine Montreal, who was a delightful travel companion.
Oh, this is good.
But going to Kentucky and Tennessee was great because it's been a while since I've traveled in North America and in the United States. And you know,
abroad
traveling,
at home.
Innocence abroad, here.
Yeah.
I mean, America's so underrated as a place to travel by Americans.
By
Americans. Sure. You know, people want to go to the Alps. We have the fucking Rockies, you know? I mean, it's unbelievable. We went through, you know, the Blue Hills of Kentucky and the mountains in Tennessee. It was just gorgeous. The food is great. The people are nice. The cuisine is regional. So am I getting a little patriotic music
yes,
there?
Yes, we are.
Mike, I like that.
The flags are waving. There's amber waves of
grain
waving. And
I miss traveling. Right here in the good old U.S. of A., where hamburgers sizzle on the grill night and day.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something. It's like it goes way back to the first time I traveled across this country in the early 60s.
With the Fleshstones playing Shea Stadium?
With
the Beatles?
We attempted to relocate to California when I was 7 years old and actually traveled on Route 66. And I have to say that set my mind towards the road trips. And remember the TV show, you know?
Let's do it.
Oh, Bobby Troup song? Is that it? Who was married to Julie London, who also was married to Jack Webb. So how does that happen?
Julie London was married to Jack Webb?
Yes, Julie married. Yes.
Because
which makes him how related to Bobby Troup.
I love Jack Webb. We should do all Jack Webb. I dig his serious attitude.
Remember what he said. LSD is the fuse. Heroin is the match. And marijuana is the explosion.
So true.
He told that to some hippie. Oh, there it goes. I think it's exploded on you, baby.
All right, let's do this thing.
Yeah. In 66. You're going to sing it, right?
You're going to sing
it. Oh, God.
You know the cities?
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, take my tip. It's the highway that's the best. Get your kick on Route 66. Well, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. You know what? It goes
from St. Louis over to Missouri, Oklahoma City. Looked oh so pretty, all to see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flags of Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingsman, Boston, San Bernardino. And you get hip to my kindly tip when you take that California trip. Get your kicks on the Route 66. All right. Well, down to St. Louis, over to Missouri, Oklahoma City. Looks so, so pretty. All to see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingsman, Boston, San Bernardino. Would you get your tiny tip when you take your California trip? You know what, Mike? Get your kicks on Route 66 on the Moss. Get your kick on Route 66. Where? Where? Where?
All right. I'm just going to fake it till I make it. Cha-cha-cha.
Oh, you made it, baby. You made it.
All right.
So, well, talking about ham.
I was on Route 66 last time. We were coming back. I went to Coachella with the John Spencer
Coachella
Blues Explosion. Were kind enough.
They actually played in Coachella?
And they did. And I ate this medical marijuana candy bar that was like designed for like a family of 16. I ate about half of it. And
did you?
they're still making fun of me.
You took that trip.
I took that trip. And Route 66, because after that, we were on our way. We were in Phoenix. We're in Las Vegas. They were not nice.
The waterbed capital of America.
I thought that was Niagara Falls.
Phoenix.
Do we have a song for Niagara Falls?
Phoenix. Never know how much you.
Anyway, I'll tell you what. You know, on the way back from flying back from Italy on the plane, I watched the Ron Howard documentary of the Beatles 8 days a week, and it made me miss, first of all, being on the road with the Ronch hands and my losing combos. It was never quite like landing that Pan Am at JFK and being met by Miriam Linna and 10,000 of her screaming friends,
girls from Sudbury, Ontario.
Incredible. But I'm not the biggest Beatles fan in the world this week. So, God, yeah, the 50th anniversary of that stupid children's record they made. Sergeant Pepper's something magical tour.
As I put it in my other radio show, the record, the Sergeant Pepper's.
Yeah, my other car is a Mercedes. Ooh, yeah,
is a real downer though. That record is a downer.
I think it's a fantastic record for seven, for 8-year-olds. I think every 8-year-old should have a copy.
I think it's too depressing. It make 8-year-old suicidal. Really, it's a very depressing record. All that love and peace and stuff, but there's none of it in there. It's like depressing.
Well, the most famous song, and it starts out with a guy blowing his brains out in a car.
I know. It's terrible.
I know.
It's horrible.
Anyway, but I was impressed at how well they could play. Like, well, they couldn't hear themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and just the work ethic and the touring and the constant gigging
we take away.
And
from
I really
the
miss this. I had a great vacation in Italy. I love
what I call
a work visit in Kentucky and Tennessee. Well, let me tell you something. Italy
tell
is
me
amazing.
Something. We went to the is Vienna. Italy nice?
Italy, it's a dump.
It's a dump.
It's everything is old.
Everything's old there.
It's terrible. Well, we did see the place where they make the runes.
Yeah.
We went to the Biennale, which is frankly a load of bullshit. I said to would-be Warhol superstar Christine Montreal, I can't wait to see a bunch of fluorescent tubes and balls of twine. And lo and behold, we walked to the door, and what did I see? A bunch of fluorescent tubes and a ball of twine, because I haven't lived through that enough. And just show me
Dan Flavin, one of my teachers at SVA.
Right. And you know, a lot of like Donald
Judd, baby.
Revisionism, and I don't know what the fuck's going on.
You gotta love it.
I want to ask you. I'm asking you. I'm asking Dave. I'm asking the people in the audience. Arts and Seizures. This is the arts part. Am I old-fashioned because I like modern art?
Is that a song?
That's a real question. It should be a lead into a song.
Okay. The The switchboard is lighting up.
You know,
we got a call here from Numea.
Just wait, because after my next book fails, I'm changing medium.
Yeah, I think you should become
If I'm going to be a broke artist, I might as well throw paint on a canvas.
But the painting
is like out of vogue, I think.
Yes, somewhat. No, but I think you got the right attitude to be.
We saw the Damien Hirst show, The Wreckage of the Unbelievable, which was frankly too believable.
Too small.
It was too small. It's based on this giant statue that was allegedly found on a ship that crashed. There's a whole backstory. But you know what? Like a bad Hollywood movie is better.
You're talking about like
and the only difference
Planet
is
the, of the Apes.
And the only difference is the venue because, well, we're talking about Planet of the Apes. We're talking about King Kong. That's what we were talking about the other night. Because, by the way, in New York, we have this thing called the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
It's fucking huge.
Yeah.
I mean
the scope
of the fucking thing. Of course, it's too big to put in a museum and therefore...
Put it in a harbor, baby.
Well, maybe Damien Hirst can take a lesson from the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, Damien's cool. You know what? Let's use more of that Stebanton, even though it's a little anisey.
I'm going to just let that joke go over the plate without swinging. I'm going to watch it float by. It looked like a beach ball. I could have hit it out of the park, but I'm going to take a sip.
You know what? How was that ham? The Newsoms. You visited the Newsoms?
We visited the Newsoms.
I love their ham.
Nancy Newsom, the Bonnie Raitt of ham. She's absolutely one of the most charming women I've ever met in my life, and she really believes in it, and it's old school Southern hospitality and charm. Al Benken... The best was Al Benton. We got to talking about moonshine at the end of the night.
Okay.
After we toured his factory, watched some bacon being smoked and, you know, and everything else, we got to talking to moonshine, and he did promise to send me some that he swears is better than any bourbon I could possibly buy.
I don't believe it, but I'm sure it got more alcohol in it.
Well, he said it's
bourbon.
Been aged in real oak barrels, and it's made by guys. He knows a guy, you know.
The guy in the hills.
He knows a guy. I love moonshine. I have a taste for shit that burns.
I've had my moonshine. You know, what I like about all these pork product producers is there's always like a head of a smiling pig, right?
Much like the Heritage Radio studio.
Yeah. You know, the pig is always smiling because he's being turned into bacon or sausages. I mean, I'm smiling.
It's God's
will.
Sure
the pig isn't. Yeah, that's the way it goes, you know. It's better them than us.
Well, let me tell you, in Italy, I certainly ate lots of ham, but I also had some caballo.
Yes.
I had some cabaret.
But it was probably a burro.
I think it was more like a, I forget the actual...
animal.
It's not secretariat. It's a different kind of horse.
Yeah.
The caballo, but the bresaola di caballo, Italy, the air-dried cured beef is one of my favorites. I ate cabretta, kid goat, which is beautiful, in a lovely restaurant in Cividale di Friuli, which is just a neighborhood restaurant, and really
Leon
Doro, one of the best restaurants, seriously, I've ever been in my life.
That city,
Cividale, hardly a city,
was burned by Attila. And there's actually a huge mound. You know, it's flat.
The Hun?
Yes, it's flat there, right? It's totally flat. There is a huge mound outside of the city that he caused to be built so that he could put his throne on top of it and watch the city being burned and all the inhabitants being slaughtered. So
that gives me an idea.
Now you know.
Next week we're doing this radio show from the roof of the studio.
The roof of the studio.
So we had some cabaretto, we had caballo, we had some rabbit risotto.
Oh, I love it. Hey,
absolutely fantastic.
When you're in the Friuli, in the Veneto region this time of year, try the cherry risotto.
Well, cherries were just blooming. We're there.
Yeah.
We were picking them off the trees. The cherries.
Okay. Cherry risotto. You go back. It's one of the specialties around.
Cherry risotto.
Oh, it's so good.
I think I dated her.
It's not like a stripper, right? Bassano di Grappa in the Bassano di Grappa area. Besides the Grappa.
Speaking of the Grappa, we get a Grappa on.
I saw the picture of you having your Cafe Corretto.
And I do. I roll my R's a little harder. I think sometimes if I speak Spanish with an Italian accent, people will understand me in Italy, but it doesn't really quite work. But I was catching up. A Cafe Corretto every day. I figured it out. Two was the perfect amount. Two Cafe Correttos. And for those of you not in the know, in the audience, Cafe Corretto means to correct your coffee with grappa. And it's moonshine. I mean, it's not.
In the north. In the south, Sambuca.
Cafe Corretto, so it's a little moonshine, but it's not enough to get drunk on. We're basically talking about
it's a
kamshata. It's a kamshata moonshine, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Right? But that's why you need to drink two of them.
And that's why you also, at the end, you do in the Veneto, the Resentine.
The Resentine to rinse your glass.
The rinse.
Well, finally, you saw that on the last day they finally got smart enough, just left the bottle with me. It's real cowboy coffee.
You know what?
You feeling a song?
I feel a song coming on. Mikey.
I saw that look on your face.
There's a song in my heart. And music on my lips or something like that. Let's do this one. Let's do it in a nice swing. Let's swing the people a little bit.
We heard some of the best blues in Bologna. It's so weird. We're walking down the street in Bologna, the medieval city.
That's no Bologna.
Having dinner, and I hear this like kind of groovy kind of beat. I don't know what's going on. It's like Bo Diddley, and the club is called John Wesley Harden. It's a speakeasy.
Was a friend to the
poor. I did knock on the door. I think I literally opened up a thing and said, yeah. Password,
right.
which is actually Italian for password. I tried swordfish, espada.
I
said swordfish. He goes, what? I said espada, which is Italian for swordfish. He didn't know what I was talking about. But he goes, okay, I ask you a question. Yeah, he goes, who did the soundtrack for Zabriskie Point?
Pink Floyd.
Yes.
I win. I get it.
And I got it right away. The guy says, he goes, where are you from? New York. He's like, because it was. It was like this very secretive sort of thing. We had to go through doors and get smart. It was like the introduction to Get Smart. But they brought us down to the basement. It was, yes, we're a speakeasy. We're trying to keep the riffraff out of here. We had to sign in. I'm now actually a member, un socio.
You have your card?
I do have a card.
Very good.
They gave me a card and I signed in. And these great guys were playing down this like kind of avant-garde version of Howlin' Wolf and Bo Diddley and Dr. John, very much sort of like this post Beefheart blues from Bologna, and who just figured in a basement in Bologna you would find, you know, the kind of thing that I actually, you know, yeah, make an effort to see in New York. And we just sort of stumbled on it just outside the tour.
Well, you got to let us in there.
In Bologna.
Now,
so John Wesley Harden, our good friend.
You know what? He was never known to hurt an honest man. I think that's a lyric from the song. This t-shirt is from Estragon, which is one of the best clubs in Bologna. And Estragon is local parlance for the devil. And not just the herb, you know?
You know, one thing about going around Italy, every other bridge is Ponte Diabolico. Diablo. Ponte
di Diabolico.
Ponte di Diablo. Because they're all because they're separate.
Except the famous Ponte di Bassano.
All right.
We're not going to do that song.
Via del Inferno.
We're not going
to
sing Ponte di Bassano.
No, okay,
let's do it now.
Is that right.
You got me in the mood now.
It's the Spike Daiquiri.
Mikey, I didn't want to sing, but now you got me in the mood.
I'm loose like a goose.
Dave, you got me in the mood.
It's his daiquiri, Dave.
Yeah. I said, meet me out on the water coast. Yeah. I want you to meet me out on the water coast. I gotta find out this morning which one you love the most. Now I wrote you a letter and I sent you a telegram. Now I wrote you a letter and I sent you a telegram. But I think I better call you long distance so you know just where I am. Hey Mikey, sing with me now. Oh, meet me uh-huh. on the water coast.
Uh-huh.
Up to four. Oh, meet me on the water coast.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna find out this morning which one of you loves me the most. On the water coast.
Uh-huh.
I want you to meet me, darling, out on the water coast. You know what?
I'm gonna find out this morning which one you love the most.
The Polish daiquiri has gotten me good and loose.
Okay, that's a little traveling music, Sammy.
A little traveling music.
So, you know what I want to say about this ham that they got down? This country ham, for years and years, I've been trying to figure out what to do with it, you know? But you guys, like the Newsoms, came up here, and you got to slice it thin. Ooh, listen to that. They're frying that ham. Ooh. Slicing it thin.
I think that's an outtake from Revolver.
And eating it like prosciutto or jamón ibérico is the way to go.
Well, you know, there's been a problem.
It's good. It's a quality problem.
The USDA, and they don't understand aging and mold and all the things that go into the quality of, like, these hams are aged 2 years, and that's, like, against, like, normal American health. I mean, keeping a ham in a basement is not what Americans strive for. They should, but they don't. But the people in the South know, and we were treated amazingly.
You had some good ham. You had some bacon.
We had some good ham.
You had some bacon.
I got lots of bacon. No bacon in Italy. But I'll tell you what, we ate so well.
What do they call it?
Speck.
Pancetta.
But not like fried with my eggs and my potatoes. I'll tell you what, when I come back from traveling. When I come back from traveling in Europe, I always order sushi the first night I'm back.
Really?
Yeah, because I need something that's away from any flavor profile.
You want the parasites.
I need something that away from any flavor profile that I've had in the last weeks. Yeah. And I usually go to Japanese or Asian anyway, because, I mean, Europe is great at doing Europe.
Well, I have to say, when we got
back. I didn't eat a cheeseburger.
When we got back from the Yucatan, we were not having panuchos and papadzules and salbutes and all the other delicious.
We had one pizza sort of as like a bar pie.
Oh, man, I'm ready for pizza.
Pizza here. Well, this is what's fucked everything up, is that things in New York are so good right now that when you go to Italy, it's like, okay, I've got great pizza. So, I've been to Napoli.
You had a pizza.
And the pizza there, I mean, is, you know, Domichelli is not to be fucking sneezed at. But that's the model for Roberta's, and Roberta's pizza is fucking tip-top, number one, top shelf, cannot be beat.
I love that. We're going to have
but
some.
When you have pasta here at Roberta's, when you have pasta at any of the great restaurants in New York, you know, it's good. It's Italian quality. So when you're in Italy,
You couldn't let Jim Backus go.
But that's a problem when you travel in Europe, because New York is such a standard so high. And yet we did find things that you could not get here. We had some frico and friuli, which is just fried cheese, but good luck trying to get that at a bar here.
They make some nice white wine in the friuli.
Oh, yes, they do.
They make a nice white wine.
They make a lovely friuli.
Colli di friuli.
I recommend it. Also, the Cabernet Franks for some Vino Rosso, or Vino Nero, as it's sometimes called up there.
They got it.
The Cabernet Franks. The red wine from Friuli is surprisingly good. I didn't really realize that.
You know, you're lucky.
I had a actually Cabernet Sauvignon that was from Tuscany, which I didn't realize that was sort of even a thing there. That was very good. Obviously, you drink a lot of Sangiovese. Sangiovese blends in Tuscany. Chianti. It was absolutely fantastic. We drank Lambrusco in Bologna.
You brought a great bottle of Lambrusco to our house Thursday night.
Well, Lambrusco, one of the great... I mean,
underappreciated.
It's soda pop for adults.
Oh, it's delicious. Hey, do you have another song? Because time has flown by.
As always,
what are you going to sing for us?
It's been the fastest half hour on the internet, and we're coming back next week with we just might do away with guests.
Guests get on my nerves, Mikey. They get in the way.
And they cut into my margins eating my fucking pizza.
They eat the pizza. They drive up your drink tab. To get it.
Oh, geez,
that's the worst part.
My drink tab.
Let's drive up our own drink tab.
All right. I do miss traveling. I haven't been on tour in a while, and I do really miss traveling with the band a lot. So I thought we were looking at some traveling songs and drifting songs and rambling songs.
You've been drifting all your life like a ship out on the sea. Uh-oh. We're not doing that. You know what? The awkward date table is a very charming couple, and they are both she has a pizza margarita.
Dude, these people are just raw sex.
They are wonderful. They're wonderful people.
They slept together last night. They're gonna fuck. As soon as they're done with this pizza, they're going back.
They're going
to
back for more.
They're going back for more. No, I like them.
I like them too.
I like them. I got to tell you, since you've been
the
on
traveling
the
traveling band, what? Since you've been on the show, what?
Traveling band.
Do it. Oh.
7:37 coming out of the sky. I want to take it out of me. Son of midnight ride. I want to move.
Pete, that don't quite move me.
No, you got to get with it. Like
that don't move me.
Get with it.
I want to get gone. Can I get gone?
Gone,
I get real
Mike,
gone for a change.
But just get with it, but don't get caught, Mikey.
Sailing through the ceiling, coming out of the sky. I want to take what I'm ever saw. I'm in, right? I want to move. Playing in a traveling band. Well, I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand. Playing in a traveling band. Take me to the hotel, back and on the hotel. Come on, won't you get me to my room? I want to move. Playing in a traveling band. Well, I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand. Playing in a traveling band. Well, listen to the radio, talking about the last show. Someone got said, had to call a statement. Look, I want to move. Playing in a traveling band. Well, I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand. Playing in a traveling band. Come on! Well, here we come again on a Saturday night. When you're fussing and you're fighting, and you get me there on time, I want to move. Playing in a traveling band. Flying across the land, trying to get in. Playing in a traveling band. Rubber! Hey, well, I'm playing in a traveling band.
Yeah,
playing in a traveling band.
We are
playing in a traveling band.
We are always
trying to get myself a hand.
Trying to get some ham.
Trying to get some ham in a traveling band. I am a man.
Give the man.
All right, Arts and Seizures.
Give the man.
Thanks to Dave in the booth, Pizza Rambo, Mike Edison. Everybody out there at Radio Land.
Give the man some ham.
Can you dig it? Cha-cha-cha.
Give the man some ham.
Listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.